Morning, Chairman. I'm a very small shareholder in Perpetual. I've got one question on guns and one question on Rinka. Further to your earlier comments, in relation to guns, I have no particular issue with the forestry debate, but I've been to probably 300 AGMs over the years. I have very small holdings in 445 stocks, and I haven't come across a company more belligerent and with worse corporate governance or a worse approach to, you know, community relations than guns. I mean, guns ban the press from their AGM. They ban visitors from their AGM. They have an executive chairman, which is in breach of good governance guidelines. Their executive chairman refused to submit himself to election for a decade until I ran for the board 2 years ago and said, "I'm going to run every year until you do." And the next year he finally yielded and became like every other executive chairman and actually submitted himself to election each 3 years. The company thinks it's fine to do renovations on the Premier's house. They have a director who was adversely commented on in a Royal Commission. They just walked out of a process that was put in place for approval of a pulp mill. And all the while, Perpetual has sat there as the biggest shareholder, and from what I can tell, you've done absolutely nothing about this. You have three times as many shares as the Executive Chairman CEO, John Gay, and he just runs the place like it's a private company, and you, from all I can tell, have done precisely nothing to improve corporate governance, community relations, stakeholder relations, etc., at Gunns. And now your good name is being tarred by the brush of their cowboy antics. And I simply ask you, why have you put yourself in this position? What have you done to clean up the cowboy behavior at Gunns? And why have you put yourself in this position, risking your good reputation, having what I understand is probably the largest percentage holding in any stock in the top 300? I mean, I don't know if there are any others that you're at 15%. So I just don't understand why you've done this. I don't understand why you've sat on your hands, and I'd be pleased to hear from you exactly how you have attempted to leverage your shareholding to improve governance and behaviour at Gunns and not face such risks to your reputation.
Thank you. I won't go back over the philosophy and practices and the way we select stocks. I think I covered that in my speech, and I think I covered that earlier on. So I won't go back over it except to refer you to it. Our investment managers do meet with the management and in some cases the boards of a lot of the companies in which we invest. And we have had a number of discussions with the Gunns management over a period of time, particularly in relation to the establishment of the pulp mill and in relation to some of the other issues which you've raised. I just don't think that it's appropriate for me to disclose all the details of the private conversations between ourselves and the companies that we invest in these circumstances.
Okay. As it's only two questions, my Rinka question is as follows. I think we received 1.9 billion Aussie when we accepted the Rinka takeover deal. In light of the subprime crash and the currency move, I think it was an inspired decision by Rinka to accept that takeover and basically to lead the acceptances at an institutional level. I read an article in the press a couple of days ago suggesting the Rinka share price would probably be half today if you hadn't done that. So I'd like to congratulate you on that decision in deciding to accept what the Mexicans are offering. Can you tell us how you've managed, you know, 1.9 billion Australian is the biggest check you've ever received. It came to you in US dollars. Since then, the US dollar has collapsed. How have you managed this huge cash receipt and currency play? I've seen other funds, particularly AFIC, complain about the tax bill associated with Rinka that they weren't going to accept because there was a huge tax bill. So can you just take us through, yes, we got 1.9, we had to pay a couple of hundred million tax, we converted into Aussie at this level, and like, how did you play that? Because the numbers are huge and would have had a major impact on our investments, and I suspect Rinka was probably the greatest single investment we've ever had. So I'd just be interested in the details of how it all played out. Thank you.
Okay. From time to time, we do have visions to it. And, and, uh,